What up, everybody? It's time for Backer Banter, episode 19. I'm Logan, joined by EK, Anthony, Hayseed, and Brandon. What up, crew?
Not much.
Second episode of 2021. Let's get it going. New year, new us. Am I right?
It's 2020 fun. Okay.
Yeah. We're already starting 2021 off with Tom Brady going to Super Bowl, but with a different team. It's weird, but it seems the same.
Yeah, I'm not happy for Tampa Bay just because Tom's there. And if they win the Super Bowl this year, it's because of Tom Brady.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, no one's really happy that Brady's back in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but it's still the officials, though. The officials, he still has them in his pocket. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The NFL loves Tom Brady. And it's obvious. But before we get into it, Backer Pod on Twitter and Instagram, follow along for the updates and the and just tweets that get tweeted out every once in a while, I assume, by Brandon.
Yeah, usually. No one else is doing it. I'm like, geez, just do it, and we'll all retweet it.
Just do it.
Just do it. My God.
Yeah, follow along. Go to Apple Podcasts as well. If you listen to Spotify, Amazon, wherever, that's cool too. But go to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and review. It helps out a lot. And... you know, if we get to 60 ratings and reviews, I don't know.
We'll tell you EK's real name. That's good.
Okay.
I don't think for the
69th rating, what are we going to do for that?
That's the one that Blake's actually going to send a picture of his ass.
Okay, got it.
He's just been biding his time.
Waiting in the wings, one would say.
Yeah. What's going on, crew? You want to talk about this weekend in fun? Presented by nobody?
Look at a prison.
Presented by Tab. Moving in storage.
Oh, boy.
This weekend, I didn't do anything, mostly because on Thursday of last week, I got back from a week in Colorado, which is pretty nice. I was going skiing there at Ski Cooper. If I don't know if anyone knows that where that is, it's kind of like a smaller resort, much cheaper. But the secondary reason I went was to look for apartments to move to Denver. You know, I've been looking with a friend of the pod, Morgan. I guess I should say host of the pod, Morgan, and a friend of EK, Dave. And we're kind of looking at apartments and houses right now. So keep an eye out.
Get ready for the Schweip House 2021.
It's going to be the Backer Ranch.
The Backer Ranch.
Wait, if you're going to call it the Backer Ranch, you all need to buy F-250 King Ranch editions.
Well, it's going to be a ranch house, so don't get too excited. But
Backer Ranch definitely would have to have their own brand, though, that you can put on all your steaks.
True.
Who would have thought that an online community would result in three of the same members getting a place together? Who knew?
Yeah, it couldn't be us.
Hey, Steve, where do you live right now?
Right now I'm in my parents' house and I'm recording in my parents' basement right now, which is not ideal, but...
Do you live in Rado?
No, I still live in Nebraska right now.
Oh... Wow, that's tight. Yeah.
That's a lot of reaction that people give when I say I'm from Nebraska, so that's okay. Wow.
Is that in the Midwest?
That place exists still, right?
People live there.
Yes.
Actually, land of famed corn and husking.
And steaks, too.
Oh, yeah. Lincoln. Wow.
Also Lincoln's. Forgot Peyton Manning's famous audible call as well.
Yeah, well, yeah. Lincoln was voted the happiest city in 2020 by Men's Health magazine. Slight flex, but you know.
Yes, because everyone reads Men's Health still in 2020.
What's a magazine?
Who's even reading magazines anymore? Anyway, somebody else talk about their weekend.
I swear, if someone young kid came up to me and asked me what magazine was, I'd punch him in the throat. Like, my weekend, you feel ancient.
Brandon's old enough to remember when magazines first came out in the 30s. Just like, you ever see this?
Brandon remembers having to sell magazines as an elementary schooler.
Yeah.
Which is really just a scam for the school to skirt child labor laws. But that's a story for another day.
Mm-hmm. Y'all aren't ready to hear this.
Yeah. No.
Brandon, what did you do this weekend?
Just mobbed with everybody on Zoom, and then did some thrift store shopping with the girlfriend.
Did you listen to Macklemore?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're like, this coat smells like R. Kelly. Piss.
Okay.
The thrift store with his girlfriend, more like Simple More.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Dude, I stand for my girlfriend.
Come on, man.
That's the only time it's a perfect
defense. We like better than Brandon.
Yeah, EK. Everyone simps for Emily. Emily over Brandon, apparently.
Yeah, it's
low key weekend. Added some stuff to the action figure collection because I'm a dork, but you know.
Yeah.
Then I found $5.
You're just ending it right there, you know.
Yeah. I was like, there's nothing really. It wasn't like a very activity filled weekend.
Uh-huh. My weekend kind of was, and I probably should feel like bad about it, but I'm in Georgia and COVID doesn't exist in Georgia. So Friday night I mobbed with my parents, went to dinner with them. Me and Catherine did. Went and got some za. I don't want to brag, but
They do say today, so you know.
And then what did we do yesterday? Then we watched we went to dinner for her friend's birthday, also in public. Also, hey, I got a Steam too. You know what? I completely forgot about this, and I am 100%. Okay, we're turning on the Steam room. So I hope everybody who has a Steam is just ready to just
I'm ready.
Okay.
I've got one.
Before I do that, actually, EK, how was your weekend?
It was good. Thank you for asking. It was very chill. Had rowing practice. We're back in action in the erg room, so we get to row in person, which is super nice. And then yesterday just relaxed, watched some TV, hit the gym, hopped on one Zoom, passed out too early last night, so I never made it. So that was it.
Wait, did you egg prep today or no?
I did egg prep. The eggs are peeled. They're ready to go for the week. The bag is
good. God.
Good God. Ready.
Anthony, what'd you get into this weekend before we steam?
Not too much. Did have a couple friends over last night. Made some ceviche and pollo a la planca with some cilantro lime cauliflower rice.
Ooh.
Then mobbed on the Zoom on Friday and last night. Then spent a little bit of time in the hospital, checking up on a couple patients, and worked on some research, which the research will carry me into the Steam room as well. So we can go ahead and flip that Steam on if you guys are ready.
This is called this episode Airing of Grievances, because I know a lot of us are just really have something we need to steam about.
Get over here, Brandon. So yeah, before I went off there for a second, okay. So I go to this restaurant. I won't out them. Just kidding. I will. Yard House. If anyone is familiar with Yard House
in Minnesota.
Oh yeah, familiar.
Okay, so I go to Yard House. First off, their chicken wings. Maybe I'm trash for ordering wings at Yard House, but. But they were so hot they were almost uneatable. Maybe I'm a pee, but like, I feel like next to like the medium, like thing, like the medium flavor, it should say like, warning: this is not medium. This is fucking hot. Because myself and the other individual at the table who ordered wings like couldn't eat because they were so damn hot. Like, and I kept telling the waitress, like,
juniors, I'm here to bring Logan in.
Maybe I belong at Weenie Hut Juniors. Maybe that I really shouldn't even steam about that. Maybe I'm just a pee. But what the real steam is about.
You're sending them back because they're too hot. Like, sir, we specifically ordered medium, and these are a little bit hotter than medium. So.
Yeah, maybe I'm a pee as you guys are saying this out loud. Maybe I should just shut up. I did take them in a box to go, and I ate them today for lunch. And yeah, they're still hot as shit. So
wait, I'm sorry. Did you expect like the cold of the refrigerator was gonna, you know, cool the heat off?
Hey, possibly, man.
I just imagine Logan reheating them, taking one bite, throwing them on the ground, and going, "God damn it!"
They're so hot. Usually, like,
soak them in water.
So, what my real steam is, though, is when I left the restaurant. So, at one point during the meal, I get up to go to the bathroom. So, I, of course, throw on the mask while I'm walking through the restaurant, go to the bathroom, come back to the table, and put the mask in my pocket. Well, at some point during the meal, somebody was like, "Oh my God, you got like a cool, like my company gave out like branded masks." And they're like, "Let's see the mask." So I pull it out, I show it off, and I like put it down on the table underneath my plate. So I forget the mask is underneath the plate, and I leave. And then I come back not 20 seconds later after going, "Oh shoot, I don't have my mask." So I turn around, go to the table, and it's gone, already thrown away. So maybe this is my fault, and Catherine and I got into a huge argument last night because she was like, "It is 3,000% your fault for leaving the mask on the table."
Yes.
And this this is no disposable like hospital mask. This is a nice heavy quality mask, and this bitch just threw it away.
I will say half the blame is on you for just like forgetting it, but also like if you see something personal on the table as a waitress or a waiter, you got to do something with it. You can't just be like, "Well, time to throw everything away."
Like at least we don't touch it, leave it because it's a face mask. But at least because of the amount of time you took to remember you had it, you hadn't even gotten in your car yet or even like walked totally out the door.
Not even. I almost
they
like,
should have been
I
like, oh, they'll the building. Remember it.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I exited the building, reached into the pocket to put it back on, and then was like, "Oh shit, I don't have it." So it was literally 15, 20 seconds before I realized I didn't have it.
I don't want to gloss over, but when you said going to the bathroom and hot wings, I'm thinking, oh no.
Oh no. Oh, oh yeah. No. I thought you touched your piece. I was like, oh no.
No. Trust me, this was not that.
Okay.
But yeah, maybe it is my fault for leaving it. But at the same time, hey, Seed, like you said, you would have thought that she would have seen it and been like, okay, like that's a personal item. It's not, if it was a disposable, like hospital, like generic, you know, whatever mask, I would have understood. But because I'd been like, oh, she probably sees a million of those things a day. She probably just throws away trash when she sees it. But no, this was personalized and branded, and it was cloth. Like, it was a nice mask, and I'm pissed that it's gone. Like, maybe it's my fault.
You shouldn't have returned the wings, man. You shouldn't have sent them back.
I didn't send them back, bro.
I'm just kidding.
let's get this out. Let's get this out in the open here. I did not send those wings back. Yeah, dealt with it.
He went to the bathroom and put them under the sink.
Still,
shit. Okay, my steam is over.
Logan's stepping out of the steam room now.
So yeah, I'm all right. Give my towel, Brandon. Damn.
No,
I want my towel. I can't go out there naked, Brandon. Give me the damn towel.
Just whipping you with the towel every time you ask for it.
So my steam is like slightly hyper niche, just because of what I do, as everyone knows. Well, I don't know if the Backer Banner listeners are aware. I am the bone daddy, as in I'm an orthopedic surgery resident. And so part of my job is research. And in the process of this research, at least for the current project I'm on, been reading through old notes from people. And, it's always a hot button topic, medical documentation. It should always be specific. And, if people come behind you, you should know what was done. Yeah,
at least helping clean up. Like behind you.
Some of these notes, it's ridiculous. There was a note that was three sentences. It's like, Guy had broken wrist. We fixed it in surgery. Follow up 2 weeks.
That just sounds like standard procedure to me. Like broken that, wrist, fix it, follow up to see how it's going.
Well, I mean, that's the basics of it, but you know, there's some missing parts there. Like, you know, I wouldn't mind knowing, you know, what kind of, you know, surgery he had, specific, like with a little bit more specifics, you know, how he's doing as I'm, you know, looking through all this stuff. And what it just makes it worse is that as a resident, you know, if I tried to pull that crap, I'd be dead. You'd find my body somewhere because some attending like would murder me. What if you're out there on your own without residents, man, the things you can get away with. It's just, it's the double standard.
Yikes.
I honestly wish I had more to add, but I know nothing about the medical field at all. I just know if you're sick, you go talk to a doctor, but
it's the hidden part of healthcare that, you know, nobody really wants to talk about is all the paperwork.
Mm-hmm. You all aren't ready for this conversation.
Yeah. that's what I said. It's like a little mini steam. It's kind of hyper niche, but it's still a steam.
All right. I also have a steam. I'll be quick. I'm steaming on myself. All right. So, you know how when this, like, will, you know, lead into football talk in a little bit, but you know how the head coaches in college and pro, like, have a holdback guy who's just, like, in charge of, like, reeling them in on the sidelines? I need someone for that, like, for my personal life. Like, before I send a text, like, I need holdback guy or gal to be like, hey, wait, read it, think about it. Okay, now you can send it.
I can say I'd offer my services for the exact opposite, and I'll just respond to everything is fucking send it.
I don't need that, Brandon. I don't need that in my life.
No, I can use the same, like a get back coach to occasionally send some egregious typos, including I think the worst one I ever sent was a senior resident was like, oh, make sure something like gets done. And I meant to say, like, I'll make sure that the patient does that. Or I'll make sure that the patient does, except, fat fingered it. And I sent a text back to the senior resident that said, I'll make sure the patient dies.
Oh, no.
No.
And then they do it with you, like, okay. Oh, you woke up and chose violence. Yikes.
I mean, luckily I caught it pretty quickly, but it was in a group text with, like, the whole team, like, the whole, like, resident team. So we got some laughs about it.
Should just send back LOL JK.
I experienced something very similar this weekend. My roommates and I were talking about something in our group text, and I responded to like a joke that with a comment that sounded up front. Reading it after I sent it, I was like, "Oh fuck!" Like it was like really. It came off like really aggressive, but that wasn't the intent. And then my roommate like and I had to like have a talk later, and all, he was just like, are we good? And I was like, no, dude, I fired that text off without even reading it in someone else's point of view, and I sounded like a huge dick.
I'm not surprised by this at all.
Yeah, we have these conversations quite often.
Yeah,
I send things without thinking all the time.
That's the thing of text, that it's like you're reading it in your own point of view, not how the other person is. So it's like, people like, and also it's the context of the conversation. Like, if it is seems kind of out of place, then ask about it or just assume it was a joke.
Yeah, text and email, you know, while glorious inventions that make communication a lot easier, are also toneless. So
that's why you got to do the slash S afterward.
That's why, like, when I finally have my bachelor party and I get married, the only time the group text that all the bachelor party gets the thing, it has to be singing telegram. Like, no texting. You have to send singing telegrams to each other about what's going to happen.
Okay. Is this a trash or not trash move? I love FaceTime calls and, like, talking on the phone. Like, I'd rather talk on the phone than text any day.
I'd like to do FaceTime better than actual, like, just like that. But
not trash.
It's not trash.
Not trash at all.
No,
it enters into trash. If you are walking through the grocery store or some other public place on FaceTime without headphones,
trash move.
That's why you get behind them and start going like this, so the other person can see it.
Like, I can get if you're talking about, like, if you're at a grocery store and talking about what you're getting, mm-hmm. I can get that. But if you're just like, I was talking with Alex the other day, and they're just talking, like, just bullshit, then, like, get off. Just wait till you get home.
Put the headphones in.
This call could have been a text.
I would very much so understand it if it was a situation like, I don't know what brand to get, and someone shows you over FaceTime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's reasonable.
However, yes, throw the headies in because no one cares about what Fruit Loops you're getting.
Or just use Snapchat for that.
Snapchat's dead.
I want to hire Jay Cutler to walk around with me, and whenever he sees people having this type of conversations, he goes up behind him and goes, I don't care. The old Vanderbilt.
Just walking past people just going, don't care.
Can I get my steam in?
Yes. Okay, go for it. The floor is yours.
Okay. So, as I stated previously, I was in Colorado last week. I was in Leadville, Colorado, which is like a really small kind of touristy town way up in the mountains near the ski resort. And so I chose an Airbnb to stay there. Kind of like this old house of some kind with a bunch of different bedrooms you can rent. So I chose obviously one bedroom, and then the rest of the bedrooms were taken up by this big Wisconsin family, about 14 of them. This wasn't really an issue. What the issue was, I get there and, you know, I get a headache and nauseous. I'm thinking, okay, it's altitude sickness. I just take an edible, go to bed, wake up the next morning. All's good. Go skiing, everything, get back around 3:30, park my car right in front. And suddenly I see in rearview mirror, I see a fire truck slowly going behind me. I'm thinking, wonder where they're going. They kind of slow down and stop another 10 feet behind my car. I'm like, okay, whatever. Look to the other side. There's another fire truck going up, parking right behind me. I'm like, why do they need to come here? Maybe they're going across the street or something. And nope. All the firemen get out, full gear and everything, walk into the Airbnb that I'm staying at. And, I'm thinking, okay, what's going on? So I casually grab my stuff and walk in the door. And one of the head firefighter guy looks at me and says, you need to get out right now. I'm like, okay, all right, I'll step out. So I stepped out with one of the guys from the Wisconsin family. We're talking up, like making small talk, like, can you believe this? He had called the fire department because we were hearing like blips in some of the fire alarms up there. Turns out those were carbon monoxide detectors, and the carbon monoxide was extremely high in the house. And the management, first of all, the management was a husband and wife couple, didn't even own the house. But they were just absolutely clueless Colorado hippies. And they're saying like, yeah, this had been going on for like 24 hours and they didn't do anything. Like, they're probably some of the most useless people I've ever met. Anyway, that's part of the scheme. So eventually they get everything figured out. First of all, the carbon monoxide thing was coming from the stove, and they had this like really big industrial kind of stove, like you would see in like the real restaurant kitchen setting. Turns out everything behind that was like the worst episode of Bar Rescue. Like, you're talking
like about all the hoses are
gross, grease. And they couldn't even turn off the stove because it was so gross and corroded that they could not turn it at all.
Oh, my God. All the time.
It gets kind of worse. Well, they eventually get it to where the carbon monoxide gets down to safe levels so we can go back in. And I had to shut off the water heater, too. So I had to take a very cold shower, which was not ideal in the 20-degree Colorado winter. Also, turns out there are some other issues with the house, too. And around the same time, the owner's son, the owners live in Florida, by the way. The owner's son is kind of like a ski bum who just lives in one of the side houses there too. And he comes out and he's just like, what the fuck is going on here? And he doesn't even know what's going on. So he tries to make it right with us, but we're just like, me and the Wisconsin family are like, you know what? No, we're just going to, they found us another house to stay at. And we just went there for one night. And then they're like, the next night, they're like, oh, you can come back this night. We're just like, no. So we all go our own separate ways. And I just get a hotel room for the next two nights. Still waiting back on the refund for those two nights. I decided not to stay at there because that house is a shithole. So yeah.
you should you know, definitely try to leverage that into just full refund for like I brush thought, with death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is like looking. It was going on during that night before they called the fire alarm.
Yeah, but edibles saved your life. Take that, U.S. government. Take that, DEA.
Just judging by how people say weed changes their lives, well, I might have just saved mine.
Yeah,
maybe.
I thought that was either going to go one of two ways. I did not expect this, the carbon monoxide. I thought either you're going to be like, one of them was like listening to Pornhub on their fucking Bluetooth too loud. Like, dude, just put your AirPods in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or just like they were just weird.
I could have died, Brandon.
You could have, but you didn't because you were smart enough to take an edible.
True.
I'm just saying.
But that
from the book of Cheech and Chong.
So my first night in the hotel, all I did was have a large pizza, Tecate, and edible, all to myself, watching Impractical Jokers, because I deserved that.
Yeah, you did.
Nothing wrong with that.
Did this turn into weekend and fun? Like, this is the first thing.
Because I was waiting until this, so I could steam on it. Anyway,
I'm kidding. It was just like,
long story about why I will never be going back to that that place.
Drop it in the Discord so we know to avoid it.
Oh god. Well, if you ever go to this, the only reason you would go to this like one random town of Leadville is if you're doing like some biking or hiking, or you're going to this ski resort. There's literally no reason
physical
to go
activity,
there.
Sir. Have you met me?
Yes. Well, I can see you, Brandon. I have not met you. Maybe I should drive up to Minneapolis.
You
so
have
I can already. Meet you.
You're
crushed. You catch these hands.
Yeah. Oh, man, I can't wait.
Do you want to go into Valentine's Day in fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Quarantine.
Oh, yes. Can't wait to do more steaming.
All you people in happy, stable relationships. What's that like?
Mm-hmm. Me and EK are just going to be lonely. Oh,
not
sad,
fun. My bad. What the fuck? It hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah. I mean, it's just Valentine's Day coming up in quarantine, you know. You may not be able to go out to a nice dinner.
You can't overpay for a crappy dinner and wait 45 minutes for your reservation to come up because everyone's trying to do the same thing. Because apparently to have a good relationship, you have to spend money all the time or else you don't love each other.
Exactly, Hayseed.
I got a real quick Valentine's Day steam.
Ooh.
It was like, what was it? It was either Valentine's Day or Emily's birthday. And I made reservations to go to this restaurant she's always wanted to go to. It was like an old bank, and they turned like the vault and all that stuff into like tables and seating and stuff. So we show up. There's no hostess. We wait there for like 10-12 minutes, and no one even comes up and seats us. And then, and literally, they're like, oh, we don't have you guys under reservations. And I showed them the email being like, I reserved this. And I was just like, dude, come on, just be better. Like, if you have online stuff, make sure you have somebody there that knows how to work the online stuff so you can get,
for real.
You know. Mm-hmm. But we ended up going to a cool place and get tableside guac, so, you know.
Ooh, you love it.
Guacamole.
Love to see it.
I have no idea what I'm going to do this year for Valentine's Day. Just
so
a little bit.
I think what I was going to kind of.
Brandon. For those of you that don't know, Brandon had the finger entering. Damn it, Brandon. Yeah. Sorry, Bone Daddy. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. It's all right. But maybe you want to do something nice and, you know, make that nice dinner at home. So that should be the move this year with the ongoing, global panini.
Yeah, this Panasonic is no joke, guys.
Yeah, this panorama is just
This portrait mode.
I do have plans for Valentine's Day.
Is it the Galentine's Day?
Yeah, we did one last year. Super fun. Not that, but now that I'm teaching third grade, I get to have two Valentine's parties. So listen to this. It's not as fun this year because of our global pandemic. So the kids, they have to they don't get to, I don't know if you guys like made your own Valentine's Day boxes when you were a child, but it's a big deal. But this year they're just doing bags because it's easier. So they get to decorate their bag, it has their number, their name on it, whatever. And then they bring in the Valentine's. The Valentine's paper has to quarantine for 24 hours. So then it has to sit. And then I have to put all the Valentine's in all their bags. And then 2 days later, we actually have the party. No parents are allowed to come in, but they're allowed to bring like prepackaged snacks and then open their Valentine's and we'll do like a craft or something at their seat. But it's very different than years previous. But they can't open everything until they get home. And I feel like that was like half the fun.
Yeah.
At school.
Yeah, it kind of helped the kids who didn't get any.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but everyone's required. You have to bring one for everyone in your group. Because our classes are
until you get older, then you
That's lame. Teaching kids that no matter who you are, and no matter even if you don't even like the person, you should still give them a shot to date them.
Yeah, this is what created Twilight. This is what created a lot of.
did your high schools ever do
what?
Like flower sales for
or like candy grams?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like candy grams.
Yeah, my high school did that. There would be people
the like hot English teacher always got flooded with fucking.
So wait, do you guys remember like elementary school? Like you know, like the typical like box of Valentine's. You open it up, you fold them, you like write the name and like close them with a sticker. Do you remember how there's always like the big one?
Yeah.
Who would you give the big one to?
Oh, the girl I liked.
Yeah,
that's kind of gross, but I'll go ahead and say it. My to quote Chasen from Bachelorette, my senior year English teacher was a smoke show, and she got my Valentine every time.
Nice. I think they made a movie about that on Hulu. Called the teacher. The TV show.
Yeah. Valentine's Day this year will be a little bit weird, but I'm sure people are going to still spend a bunch of money. You know, Valentine's Day hack, don't buy roses.
No, I hate roses. This is going to sound bad. I can't remember if I've shared this story or not, but when someone asked me to prom, he had to ask me twice because the first time wasn't good enough. The second time, he got me roses, and I brought them home. I just remember like saying to my friend, I was like, oh yeah, you got me flowers. And I was like, but I kind of hate them because I hate roses. They're not my favorite. And someone's like, you ungrateful bitch. Like, be happy with what you got.
Let me grab a body bag for this man.
Let the backer.
Just needed a tote bag.
No, if you're going to get me flowers for Valentine's Day, don't get me fucking roses. I like peonies. Take notes.
Listen up, Ed.
The only acceptable large scale Valentine's Day gift, if you just want to make someone mad because they have no room to put it, giant teddy bear.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. I've never had like anyone
surprise me. Getting an erotic cake, that's always a good
Valentine's Day. Okay, Meredith.
Have you gentlemen surprised your ladies like at work? Have you like sent them anything?
Yeah.
Imagine having a lady.
I've never done that, but I thought about doing it this year. I didn't know how it was going to do with like COVID and like schools and stuff. Because like Catherine, you know, is a teacher.
Yeah.
So I didn't know how they were going to go about that whole thing. But
it's it's a little difficult, you know, with for me in my situation because Mrs. Bone Daddy is actually Dr. Mrs. Dr. Bone Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's kind of hard to, you know, surprise someone in the hospital, just depending on like our schedules and stuff with everything. Usually though, hospitals, you know, they go full on corporate shill on every holiday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Could have managed to say it is a holiday.
Or usually it's like the cafeteria will be like, oh, we have a special Valentine's Day meal that you can pay an exorbitant amount of money for a cafeteria style meal.
You're like, bitch, this is
red and yellow.
I think the worst offender of it by far is actually the Army hospital that I work at.
Mm-hmm.
So just for a little frame of reference, if I get breakfast there, I can get like 3 pieces of bacon, like 3 eggs and some hash browns for like $2.25.
Ooh.
Seriously?
Wow. They make us pay for it. We have to pay for our food there, but luckily it's cheap. But holidays, they're like, oh, we're going to give you this nice 3-course holiday meal. You know, here's all your options. And they're like, you have to pay for it in advance, and it's $9.50. Just like,
you're like, what?
Like, what? Man, imagine getting a 3-course meal for $9.50.
Well, but the best part is half the time they'll inevitably run out of food. Like they did at Thanksgiving this year. Wow. Or, you know, in the lead up to it, there's this poor soul whose job it is as like the, I forget what his actual title is. We get emails from him daily, like to the whole hospital, reminding us about like hospital things going on. And once one of those like meals comes up, he's hitting your inbox 3 times a day for the 2 weeks preceding the meal, just to try to get people to do it. Nobody ever does.
Yikes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure that, like, some of the younger, you know, enlisted and stuff, they take advantage of it. They're like, oh, yeah, this is high class. Better than living in the barracks. But the rest of us are
We've all seen the memes about the newly enlisted.
So I have a question, Valentine's Day related question. What's the most memorable Valentine's Day you've ever had? It could be something great that happened, something terrible, or watching something terrible happen to someone else. Ooh. That's always good too.
Oh, I've got a great one.
Logan's ready.
Mm-hmm.
So a few years ago, back in college, my buddy Josh, shouts to him, he's not listening. We were both single, so we were like, you know what, we're not gonna try to like go out to a bar and like pick up like, well, I guess I don't know if we were 21 at the time, but either way, we weren't going to go out on Valentine's Day and try to like pick up ladies or anything. We weren't going to use dating apps to try to get, you know, whatever. But so we decided to go and just treat ourselves, kind of like a bro dinner on Valentine's Day. And we got, we had a pretty decent looking, I'm going to get canceled. We had a very attractive waitress. And we both wrote our number down on the receipt there for her to call us. And she did. She called us both. And I won't say the results of that. But we both. And that's all I'll say. So happy Valentine's Day, like 2017.
What a story.
Not at the same time. Not at the same time.
Damn.
So I had, you know, a couple memorable ones, you know, mostly revolving around just delicious food. I usually like to try to go all out on a Valentine's Day meal, whether it's, you know, oh yeah, got reservations somewhere or, you know, I like to cook. So, you know, doing a nice reverse sear steak and, you know, some good food. So that's usually most of my memorable Valentine's Days center on just like delicious food. Though one bad one, I was in college, went to, you know, the classiest of steakhouses, Longhorn Steakhouse, one time for Valentine's Day. Decided to
some classy shit.
You know, split the porterhouse with the lady friend at the time. And you know, little mini steam, like you agreed, you said, you're like, oh yeah, I'll eat the steak. And then you eat like 2 bites. I mean, I'm not mad, but you know, did, cause I ate the rest of the steak by myself. But
she's like, I'm a vegetarian.
I just wish Dr. Mrs. Bone Daddy would be coming in right behind you. Like, are you telling that story?
This was not, this was before her. This is
this is like, oh, is that the one that you said not to worry about?
No, this was well before I had ever met her.
Then we saw Dr. Mrs. Bone Daddy eat a whole steak by herself. You knew she was the one.
Yeah, no, see, we can knock out a good bit of food together if we really wanted to.
That's true love. I gave a gift. I was like in middle school, eighth grade, I think. I gave a gift to a girl I really liked, and then she gave it back to me.
Yikes.
And then I was in traffic on the bus line.
I did some cringe stuff as a middle schooler.
Yeah, middle school, high school, you do some cringe stuff. Like even college, like up till you're 22, it's like you're a certified dumbass. Like you should not even actually be considered an adult.
I have so many stories of just like the heinous things I've witnessed like middle school boys do in class or in the hallway or on lunch duty. Just asinine things.
Middle school boys, if you want a insight into the mind of an Al Qaeda terrorist. Look no further than a middle school boy.
Ooh. I know. I've shared.
I don't think those two are very comparable.
No, they're together. The Venn diagram. They meet in the middle.
Like there's some overlap there in the middle of the Venn diagram.
Yikes!
Middle school boys are absolute terrors that should never be allowed to. Exist on their own in society. They need direct supervision at all times.
Like instead of having the leashes for little kids, they just need for middle school boys. Because when you think grown men are aged, like middle school kids, like middle school boys, like when you're middle school and that those hormones are firing at full on because you're going through puberty, it's just like, oof.
You make
some dumb decisions.
I've seen some things.
Middle school.
The kids that there's always that one kid that goes like way too hard on Valentine's Day as a middle schooler,
mm-hmm.
and like shows up with some like $30, $40 like sterling silver jewelry that he bought at like Walmart or somewhere.
Goes to Spencer's Gifts.
for a girl he likes.
I had a good Valentine's last year. We went to a concert. I wasn't drinking, so I DD'd for my roommate, but we still had a good ass time.
See, that's a nice chill way to spend Valentine's Day.
Last year on Valentine's Day, I was working at a bar still, and it was a classy kind of cocktail bar. And I can't tell you how much I hate some couples who expect special treatment on because it's Valentine's Day. Like, no, there are 50 couples in here right now that I have to serve. You're not special. I'm not going to – you're trying to hand me, like, a $5 bill and say, hey, you can add an extra shot to mine. Like, no.
This unfortunately isn't Valentine's Day related, but it relates to, classy bars and weird things that go down there. In medical school, it was right around my birthday, and so we were out. My wife and I were out for dinner, like went out to a nice dinner, and then went into with a nice bourbon bar for some cocktails afterwards. We're sitting in the bar, end up talking to, turns out is one of the attendings at like the VA hospital in town, who is out with a fourth year medical student.
Mm. Yikes.
Weird vibes already. gets weirder when, we go to leave and I was like, oh, yeah, can we get our bill, get the tab? And the bartender is like, oh, yeah, no, he took care of it for you. Like, did we just get hush money drinks? Like, I mean, I'm not complaining because it was like, a $100 bar tab, but.
Damn.
Like, did we just get hush money drinks to cover up the fact that like there was an attending dating a student?
Mm-hmm. It appears so.
Wow, yeah.
They bought your silence. Sounds like until now.
Yeah. Oh, wait, so moving on from H levels to one of the H's quarterbacks ever retiring. God bless Philip Rivers, the cockiest mofo that has not accomplished much in football outside of like stats. Because like, there's no ring. Not even AFC championship ring. Like,
he's gotten me some good fantasy points these past couple of years.
But a Super Bowl, though?
not a Super Bowl.
Chargers are still dropped.
Just think what could have happened if he had actually wanted to go to the New York Giants.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Like, what would have happened if that trade never happened and Eli went to the Chargers and Philip Rivers went to the Giants?
I know. We still have those memes of his dumb face for Eli.
I have no emotional connection to Philip Rivers at all. I have no – he's just like, yep, he was a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not care for him at all. I literally, like – I had no idea he was even playing for the Colts this year. Until somebody actually pointed it out. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess – huh. Who would have thought?
He's the one with like seven kids, right? And he doesn't swear.
Yeah.
Okay. Is he Amish?
So wait, who's everyone Mormon, rooting for now? Which it looks like it's going to be Kansas City and the Bucks, but
I don't know. Maybe the Bulls can pull up the Bulls. Wow. Maybe the Bulls. Hey, it's the Bulls same like family of animal. Leave me alone. Maybe
the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Bulls, Buffalo. Anyways, I hope the Bills can pull it off. But dude,
this is so Buffalo. The score is 12-24, and there's like over 10 minutes in the third quarter. It's like,
yeah, no. If the Bills pull it out, I want the Bills to win.
Yep,
nobody
circles the wagon.
Dude, if they win,
nobody's rooting for the Bucks. No, besides Tom Brady bandwagoners.
True. But no, but if the Bills make it to the Super Bowl, every third world country is going to be so excited because they're going to get the Super Bowl Bills champ. 2021, all those shirts shipped over.
and then the Bills are going to improve to what? 0-5?
Yeah, 0-5.
That's one of my favorite E60s is the Four Falls of Buffalo or the 30 for 30s, whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah.
Dude, but that one year they came back from the 35-point deficit to win the AFC Championship just to lose it with the wide left.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dude, wide right.
There's a lot of four countries that are Bills fans now.
Either way, if the Bills make it to the Super Bowl, you got to think folding table stocks only going up.
Yes, everyone invest in stocks in folding tables, everybody.
Isn't it like Rubbermaid?
Have you guys seen like the ads of them in stores, like in the Buffalo like section of things?
Yeah, like Dick's Sporting Goods. Yeah.
Yep, Bills fan, there's nothing Bills fans love more than powerbombing through a table in like sub-zero temperatures, shirtless.
Yeah, I grew up in Rochester, New York, which is pretty close to Buffalo, and it's one of my greatest regrets, never making it over to Buffalo for a game.
We're going to start a GoFundMe for Brian to get to the Super Bowl.
Hell yeah. He deserves it. What a guy.
Needs to be a contract stipulation that we need to see Brian powerbomb through a table at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We've seen him shotgun plenty, though.
Oh, yeah.
He's always shotgun for the Bills.
Oh my goodness. I was extremely sad to see the Browns lose last week. That was upsetting.
Yeah, but all is right in the world.
Well,
no.
But if the Browns had won, we could
Kobe would have been over, dude.
We would have seen an AFC championship in Buffalo.
In Buffalo. And there's snow right now.
Ugh. Versus Kansas City, where it's probably just cold and windy and Arrowhead Stadium's fairly empty. I'm sure. And
considering that I'm 3 hours from Kansas City and we're about to get dumped on for snow tomorrow, I would say it's probably going to be very cold.
I would take a snow day tomorrow. I would not be mad.
It's already like they canceled school for the entire city and hasn't even started yet. That's how like much they're predicting.
Yeah. All right. You ready to wrap this up, kids?
So I'm working from home tomorrow, which is nice.
That is very
nice. Yeah, I think
I don't know. Anybody have anything fun going on in the week coming up, or everyone pretty much just work and staying home?
I mean, I'm still. We're Bone Daddy and I are going into the office.
Yeah,
so I am going
in Logan.
So, I think all of us have
got
ACed.
Got clinic and some OR cases. Ooh. So should be pretty fun.
Can I do one last steam?
Yes.
I'm going to do steam as well to close out. You go first.
I told EK this, but I had – this was 2 nights ago. I had Mexican food. Yeah, this was Friday night. New place opened up near my house. Got great reviews in the paper, great reviews online. Like, okay, this is kind of like a new place. Sounds pretty good, right? So we called it in. First of all, they got my last name completely wrong. My last name is Thompson. So I said, okay, order for Thompson. He's like, Tompkin, right. I'm like, no, Thompson. He's like, okay, pumpkin, got it. Like, what? That's not what I'm saying at all. So we put the order in. My parents go and pick it up. We open the order for me, my mom, my dad, and every single one of our order was just wrong.
Ooh.
I ordered steak enchiladas. I got chicken. My dad ordered fajitas, which were nice, but came with no tortillas.
Oof.
And then my mom ordered a 2 chicken tacos and a chicken enchilada. And the tacos were ground beef, and the enchilada was pork.
God.
That's not a bit they're getting off?
What?
Are you sure they're just not trying to get a bit off and make everybody's order wrong, and that's what makes them fun?
That's I wanted steak enchiladas. And second of all, like these were enchiladas that had no sauce on them whatsoever.
It's not
the salsa. We got chips and salsa too. They gave us like 2 different types of salsa. One of them, I swear to God, was just like blended tomatoes. It was just like straight up tomato. No anything else in there. And I'm just like, this is just tomato. It tastes like tomato. It does not have any onion, garlic, whatever, cilantro. And I'm just like, the only thing they did right was actually the rice and beans tasted okay. But that's just like, that's like, if that's the best part of your meal, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
I'm like, we literally have, well, Dylan said, like, only good tacos are in Austin, but we actually do have decent Mexican food here, and this was just pitiful. I'm just, like, angry about it 2 days later.
I had a mini steam on Dylan's taco take. Only good tacos exist in Austin. I'm going to just go ahead and say false, and that he should come on out to El Paso, and we'll show him what real tacos are.
Mm-hmm.
They
say that El Paso is the pass in Spanish. That's what people are saying.
I mean, the full name is actually El Paso del Norte.
The Pass of the North.
The Pass of the North.
Mm. Not a lot of people know that, including me until this very moment.
I thought it meant these stupid white people would believe anything.
No, it actually is just it just means Pancho Villa lives here.
Pancho Villa.
Apparently there are still tunnels that are being found that are his from back in the day.
Sure it's not El Chapo?
Yeah.
It actually might be.
Makes you think. Anyway, Logan, go on to your final steam.
Yeah, kind of relating it back to the Valentine's Day plans. Don't watch the movie Valentine's Day.
Because
that movie is trash. I watched it for the first time yesterday, starring Taylor Swift, Taylor Lautner, Patrick Dempsey, George Lopez, Jessica Alba, Jessica Biel, every Hollywood Queen Latifah, Bradley Cooper, basically every Hollywood mainstream celebrity in 2010. And that movie is not good.
Isn't it the one where they just have like 5 different stories that don't really connect?
Yeah, exactly. I think Love Actually or like, but for them, I think they took He's Just Not Into You and took that cast and added some people. It's like, here you go.
Yeah.
Okay, wasn't there
a New Year's Day? Or?
Yes, exactly. I think there's a New Year's Day that's kind of a sequel, but I don't know if it stars the same people. I don't.
I think they added some people from Glee in there.
We could put a pin and next week talk about like our favorite and least favorite rom-coms. We already know what Logan's least favorite is. considering that Valentine's Day is still coming up soon.
All right. Well, yeah. And I'll end with this for the setup for people for next week. One of the all-time greatest rom-coms is 10 Things I Hate About You.
I don't think anyone's disagreeing with that. That's a good one.
I have no idea what that is. I know the name of it, but I could not tell you I could tell you the plot because it's probably the same as every rom-com, but
shout out to Heath Ledger. He passed away 13 years ago.
Basically gave us the performance of his life and then was just like peace.
Mm-hmm. Screw the Joker. Yeah. It's actually 10 Things I Hate About You, his best movie.
Yeah. That's what he's going to be remembered by.
And I thought A Knight's Tale, though. Everyone loves him in that.
True.
All right, guys. So hope you enjoyed our Steam episode of Backer Banter. Yeah, we're going to call this one The Airing of Grievances.
The enchilada edition.
Like we said at the top, Backer Pod, Instagram and Twitter. Leave us that rating and review on Apple.
If you don't follow, you're an idiot.
What?
If you don't follow us on Instagram or Twitter, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
People are listening right now like, oh, yeah, fuck, no. I don't want to be an idiot.
Yeah. It's all peer pressure, okay? We talked about middle school. Going back to middle school, you peer pressure people, they're going to follow.
I'm not an idiot. God.
Well, shit, I'm not an idiot. I better follow.
I swear, if we get a couple followers on each site, Brandon, I'm going to be like, I'm never going to let you guys live it down.
Hey, if you haven't left your rating and review yet, give us 5 stars, but then leave a review that just says, Brandon's the idiot.
Oh, no.
Please do that. I want to see at least one. Please.
I'm about to go downstairs, take my parents' phones, and leave reviews that say just that.
I'm surprised you haven't done that
yet. Yes.
Every time I see family I haven't seen them in, I'm like, give me your phone. I got to make sure you're
We got to get up to 69 ratings.
Yeah,
right. Oh, no, you don't want your family getting 69 ratings because then Blake, you know.
You don't want that Blake booty. All right. We're going to get the fuck out of here.
Bye.
Bye. Yep. Bye. Bye.